The number of protracted and complex armed conflicts has increased around the world, forcing millions of people out of their homes and triggering humanitarian crises, according to the UN. These challenges are being discussed at a high-level dialogue on sustainable peace, as well as the organization's current and future efforts to prevent conflict and maximize the prospects for peace. Peter Thompson, the president of the UN General Assembly, began his address by giving an overview of the conflicts and violence that prevail today.
Protracted conflicts currently affect 17 countries, and 2 billion people live in countries troubled by fragility, conflict, and violence. We should also be aware that 95% of refugees and internally displaced persons in developing countries have been affected by the same 10 conflicts since 1991. If we're to meet the 2030 Agenda's central tenet of leaving no one behind, it's incumbent upon us to reach out to all of those people affected by conflict and fragility.
Without sustaining peace, achieving sustainable development is next to impossible, Mr. Thompson noted. Up to 20 ministers and over 100 civil society organizations are in New York for the meeting in order to exchange ideas and focus on issues such as the role of women and youth in sustaining peace. Sweden's foreign minister, Margot Wallström, quoted a line from the UN Charter.
We, the peoples of the United Nations, determined to save succeeding generations from the scourge of war. This is how the preamble of the UN Charter begins, and that has been the United Nations mission since the beginning. And we must therefore every day ask ourselves, what are we doing to prevent the scourge of war? Are we doing enough? What more can we do?
Ms. Wallström encouraged delegates to look for the hope spots instead of the hot spots, a new phrase she picked up at a conference in northern Norway on the Arctic.
I think that in these times of nationalism, polarization and fear, we can send a message of hope that it is possible, change is possible.
The best means of prevention and sustaining peace, the UN Secretary General said, is inclusive and sustainable development. The world needs a surge in diplomacy for peace, including mediation and negotiation, Antonio Guterres said.
We are now dealing with some serious failures of development. World communities, sectors of society, and even countries feel forgotten and left behind. And there is a clear link between failing economies and the potential fragility of societies, institutions, and even states. As a result, we see now devastating conflicts erupt, while old ones remain untractable.
The UN chief called for a global response to address the root causes of conflict that integrates peace, sustainable development, and human rights in a holistic way. Jocelyn Sambira, United Nations.